Corey Lewandowski, internal polls show New Hampshire is in play for Trump. By Robert Krajcik on July 17, 2020. Corey Lewandowski, senior advisor to the Trump campaign, said internal polling indicates that New Hampshire is in play for President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Offering his remarks on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, Lewandowski said, "In my home state of New Hampshire, every private internal poll that I have seen, not just of the Trump campaigns, but of other candidates' races, is showing that the state is absolutely within the margin." In 2016's presidential election, Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire by 2,736 votes. It is important to remember that in 2016, Donald Trump lost in the Hampshire race by approximately 2,700 votes, Lewandowski recalled. That's an unbelievably small number. So the silent majority is real, because the shaming that the public does to Trump supporters is why these people don't put up Trump signs or wear Make America Great Again hats, because the media is after these people. They will absolutely come out and vote, Lewandowski predicted. We saw that in 2016 when Donald Trump shocked the world. It wasn't a shock to some of us. Listen. Lewandowski rejected the predictability and accuracy of many national polls. He said, "I've been doing this a long time. I give no credence to national polls. I went to the Wayback Machine and I looked at the New York Times in July of 1988. And it said that then Governor Michael Dukakis was going to win the race in a landslide against then Vice President George H.W. Bush. Their polling data in the national polls had Dukakis winning 55-38. Lewandowski continued, "Does that sound familiar to your listeners? Of course it does, and the reason it does is because it's always the same narrative of the national polls. They overpoll people in California, in New York, and the other liberal bastions, and they say, 'Look, Donald Trump is losing.'" Former Vice President Joe Biden's political team is pleased to use the coronavirus outbreak as a rationale to essentially cancel traditional campaigning, stated Lewandowski. Lewandowski said, "Joe Biden is a weak candidate. His goal is to run out the clock by staying in the basement. He has no policies, and for the 44 years he served in elective office, he has nothing that he can go back and point to say that he has made Americans' lives better. Joe Biden is very, very happy with the world of COVID, because he doesn't have to come out of his basement." Lewandowski remarked, "Joe Biden has done nothing for 44 years in Washington, D.C., and now he wants to go and be a change agent? Give me a break. We know that the Biden Family Incorporated, or Biden Family Incorporated, has gotten very rich off of Joe Biden's time in Washington, and that needs to be exposed," Lewandowski added. Lewandowski highlighted evidence of Biden's impaired cognition. At Biden's advanced age, 78 years old, it's not early-onset Alzheimer's disease or some other neurological problem, assessed Lewandowski. "It is Alzheimer's, okay? He is at that age where people don't start to have early onset of anything. They actually have these diseases, unfortunately. I don't believe Joe Biden has the mental capacity to serve as the President of the United States," concluded Lewandowski. "He has gotten a pass for his cognitive dissonance. Joe Biden is going to be exposed for the fraud that he is when he has to walk on that debate stage and debate all Donald John Trump." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.